On November 8, 2009, a climate change conference was held in Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States, to bring attention to the quickest and most effective solution to global warming, the organic vegan diet. Titled Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C. Climate Change Conference, the event brought together experts of science and health, as well as international ambassadors, media members, and artists. That included Ambassador Bani de Broom of the Republic of the Marshall Islands, Ambassador Jack Cross of the Republic of Suriname, Ambassador Isben Williams of St. Kitts Nevis, Dr. Stephen Schneider, lead scientist of the reports of the Nobel Prize-winning UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Dr. Michael Greger, Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture for the Humane Society of the USA and author of Bird Flu, A Virus of Our Own Hatching. Dr. Ruby Lathan, Nutrition Policy Manager of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Dr. Peter Carter, Director of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment. And Dr. Noah Moore, Adjunct Professor of Physics at New York University. Distinguished speakers address such aspects as environment, health, lifestyle, and spirituality. In addition, engaging video messages on the need to address global meat consumption were contributed by esteemed figures including former Indian Environment Minister Maneka Gandhi, former European Parliament member Jens Holm, and leading American nutrition researcher, Dr. T. Colin Campbell. The highlight of the afternoon was an informative question and answer session via video conference with the guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who had graciously set aside her busy schedule to discuss the ways that humankind could transition to a brighter era. We now invite you to join us for part 7 of the 10-part rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai titled Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C. Climate Change Conference on November 8, 2009 in Washington, D.C., USA.
That's why great masters and other illuminated souls of the past all taught us one and the same, that if we don't wish to be harmed, we must not impose harm on others. You look on all religion, all say the same, this sentence, this same meaning. Whatever is good for us, we should do for others. That whatever we sow, we will reap without fail. That's why they did teach us not to eat animals and to be vegan. If we make this leap, very small change in the diet. Instead of meat, instead of animal protein, we choose vegetable protein, which is first class anyway. Animal protein is second class. Why? Because they have eaten the first class vegetable and fruit, and then we eat their flesh. That is second class. We are human. Why do we choose a second-class stuff? Huh? It doesn't befit us. So we have to make this leap. Thank you. My God, you are so kind. We have to make this leap, ladies and gentlemen, because if we do, the golden era will be here in no time, heralding a time of peaceful living without the perpetual loss of lives, early death, in the tens of billions each year, my God, torture and murder for our fleeting pleasure, which we could always replace. Meat is replaceable. There are so many wonders of earthly life that we have yet to experience and discover, so much scientific knowledge to be revealed and explored and invented, and incredible technologies to be discovered and developed. There are better social systems. There are things mostly beyond our present level of logic or even our imagination. But they can only be achieved through tapping into our wisdom and creative power. In order to open this wisdom, we must first remove the harmful, obstructive substance that block and suppress it, like meat, dairy, fish, poultry, and all animal products. These things obstruct our intelligence, delay our progress, not just spiritually, morally, but technologically as well. Finally, besides our personal reasons wanting to welcome a golden era, we also have the planet to consider, which, as I am sure you know, we are at risk of losing any time now. So this leap in consciousness is also to save our planet and all other beings that deserve a harmonious world to live in. Everyone make this leap or shift. We can save our planet, I promise, with all the honor that I have. And God be witness. At the same time, we elevate ourselves, which has been long, long overdue. Thank you, Bob, for making me talk so much.
Thank you, Supreme Master.
The Washington people are very polite, you know, they are very polite, educated people. Thanks so much.
Thank you for explaining the truth so clearly and for encouraging us to do the right thing.
Our next questioner became a vegan a few years ago when he realized that it was a more compassionate and noble way of living. Mr. Alex Arndt, songwriter, musician, and lead singer of the band Sonic Paradigm, now promotes the vegan diet through his songs.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Hello.
Hi, Alex.
Hello. I just want to say thank you for being my fan. I am also a big fan of yours.
Oh.
And I am so happy to ask you this question. Okay.
Please.
My question is, as a musician, it seems to me that one of the most powerful things is art in our world, and it connects us as human souls. Why do you think this is? Does the beauty of art remind us of another more noble way of life? Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Sure, Alex. Sure. But it's so nice to see you. A smart, handsome, compassionate musician, voice of the voiceless, torch bearer for many people. I'm one of your fans as well, you know. I wish you all the best as you continue to write and sing from your heart. Your songs are very touching and ringing with heartfelt truth and feeling, like there are no slaughterhouses in the spiritual world. So why would we want any on earth, right? That's it. Your songs are powerful. Very powerful, and art is powerful. You know that. Art can speak to us deep inside without any explanation and language. It just goes straight to our heart. It can elevate a person's mood, dissolving the barriers of prejudice or preconceived notions and going beyond the need for human language for perfect expression. And you know, Alex, artists like you are considered half saints already. You are a vegan artist, so perhaps you are more than 50%, huh? Congratulations. Oh, aren't they nice? I could talk forever in this kind of, atmosphere. The artists are able to emulate the heavenly melodies and the beauties from above and try to express them on earth as much as they can through their physical instruments and vocal. Because in heaven, everything is so glorious and beyond imagination, full of divine light and celestial sound of music. That is what we call the higher vibrations of the universe, which we can hear anytime. Like now, I'm speaking to you. I don't have any instrument, and nobody is playing any harp around here, but I can hear the heavenly music at the same time. The inside melody, this music, is a real music, is a real inspiration behind all the greatest composition on this planet. Yes. I know it because I myself experienced. Yes. In ancient times, the spiritual practitioners who are connected to heaven at times try to replicate the mesmerizing, wonderful music of the celestial's abode by creating instruments. So many of the instruments we have, like the harp, the piano, the violin, the flute, the Scottish bagpipes, etc., they all correlate with the sounds of real heavenly realms. Except the real ones are much more incredibly uplifting for this matter. I know it because I can compare. Because I hear the inner music and I can hear your outside music or other artists' music, so I can compare. Yes. Though the paints and the gold and precious gems can never be as brilliant as the ones in God's kingdom, they also still help to remind people of their glorious divine nature or awaken to something beyond the ordinary world. So all artists help to awaken the noble qualities within human. So you're right to say that the beauty of art does remind us of our real home. It's not just the aesthetic pleasure, but it resonates with our origin. The beauties we adore so much are us. The nobility, love, and compassion are us. Therefore, we are grateful to the artists such as yourself who have enriched our lives through their beautiful contributions. Let's continue working together until we create our own spiritual world paradise. Hey, Alex, thank you. Heaven bless you.
Thank you.
Continue with your music.
And we thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your words are actually artistic to our souls. They're music. It's heavenly. And we are moved with the compassion and passion of what your wisdom is all about. So thank you once again.
Our next questioner is also a musician. He goes by the pen name Da Vinci and is renowned for his dynamic form of hip-hop. He's most notable for doing many things simultaneously and can even play music with his feet and face.
Thank you. I'm here with my group, Soliloquist of Sound, and we've dedicated our lives as both people and musicians to inspire everyone to recognize the power that they have as individuals. And it feels really great to be among so many other people that have dedicated their lives to the same thing. So thanks to everyone here, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai. Can you comment on the children that are being born these days, children like Akiani? They seem to be born with great gifts and maturity and wisdom that's well beyond their years. What is their role in this time?
Yes, I'd be glad to inform you. You just remember there was one little beautiful girl, Akian Kamarik, yes, okay. She's one of the what we call indigo children, or crystal children. They're born from a different dimension, from a higher dimension, but unlike us, they have the ability to retain their divinity, or at least some part of it, so that they can bring to this world some different gift for us. Yes, we are all born from different dimensions, Mr. Da Vinci. We are all divine. We are all born from a higher level of consciousness. for what I know. It's just we have been degraded. We have come to this world and we have been confused. And the negative force of this realm has been deluded us and make us into what we have not willed to be. We should have been much better than what we are. That's why we are never satisfied with ourselves. No matter how much money we have, no matter how successful, big house, big car, something inside us always makes us feel something missing. Yes, something we don't know what. That is our divine origin trying to wake us up. Indigo children are the children who has exceptional talent for their age. They know more way beyond their years. And people who have studied or spent time with these special gifted children have told us about them. These are the youth who are born from higher dimensions and can retain some part of their intelligence, their wisdom, and their talents, their quality of the higher dimension. Yes. Many children don't have to be indigo children. From the time of their birth until about 3-4 years of age, many of children still can remember heaven. Sometimes they talk with each other about heaven. Sometimes they told parents about heaven, but the parents would not listen, would not understand, because the parents have already forgotten. After 3-4 years of age, we have forgotten our origin. So the indigo children are the ones who still continue to remember after 4 or 5 years of age. Lucky for them, yes. Perhaps heaven's will to let these children come and remember their divine quality so that we have hope, so to remind us that we could attain like that. We could be like them, or perhaps we were like them. Yes, we are like them, Mr. Da Vinci. Through my meditation, through my search, heaven and earth, I know we are all divine, Mr. Da Vinci. If only I can show it to you. If only I can let you know what I know. If only I can remove all the obstructive substance that many of us have been misled and put into this temple, the divine temple, and blur our consciousness. That's the reason we have forgotten our godly origin. That's the reason why we forgot that we are truly the children of God. We all heard that we are children of God, but we don't know it. We don't really know it because we obstructed ourselves. Because the negative force in this world is too heavy, they kind of surround us, they kind of oppress us, that we could not struggle to fight against it. And then we succumb to this negative force and degrade ourselves more and more every day. That's why many masters came to this planet since times immemorial to try to lift us up, to try to remind us. But the thing is, it's not that easy because we have been sleeping too long. Now, we're talking about the children, that they have retained some part of their divinity. Okay. They come because they found that the atmosphere, perhaps on our planet, has become more suitable, more refined and brighter for them. Our planet has been changing recently for the better, you see, as more and more people are doing virtuous deeds, practice deep meditation, spiritual disciplines, and adopting the compassionate vegan lifestyle. Nowadays, because of the communication so advanced, so the vegan lifestyle or spiritual lifestyle spread very easily, unlike the time of Jesus. So nowadays, we don't have those harassment from misunderstanding like the time of Jesus or the time of Prophet Muhammad. Also, our human evolution has benefited from the spiritual masters who have been gracing our earth throughout history to bless us. So the atmosphere of our world today has become more purified, despite the setback that we have also at the same time due to the uncompassionate way that we have been misled into living. Nevertheless, the part that can be purified, it has been purified. So our planet atmosphere has been receptive, uplifted to these higher dimensional levels. So some higher dimensional beings can come here. Perhaps more in the future, these so-called indigo or crystal children have come to join us. As we continue to purify our world, we will have more and more of them. They serve as innocent inspiration and reminder toward our own innate higher qualities. As we see their good energy, creativity, intelligence, wisdom, and love put into practice. For some of us who may not know much about these young people, I explain a little more. These children, they are born with many talents, including both artistic and technological, way beyond their tender age. Their faith in the divine gives them a simple but clear sense of life's purpose. And not only do they share their creative talents freely with the world, but they also have a lot of inborn virtues. Their nature is of unwavering honesty that can never be compromised by this world. They're lucky. They dislike suffering and injustice. They have more or less telepathic talents. They have intuitive feeling, very strong. Yes. So they're very sensitive to other people's feelings and animals' feelings. Oftentimes, they could communicate with animals since young age already. Because their purity naturally repels substances such as chemicals, pollution, and unwholesome foods. These children are also vegetarian or vegan by their own choice, since very, very young, as their nobler selves would only allow them to be so. So their presence is a blessing, is a gift for the continued development of our world. And at the same time, they are an encouraging signal that our planet is on an elevating path. We can only wish that more and more of them may come, and better yet, that more and more of their wonderful qualities will emerge in every one of us. Even as ordinary adults, we can cultivate spiritual consciousness still. Our creativity, intelligence, and other abilities similar to what we see in these indigo children. We all have the capacity and potential to be higher beings. We have just been suppressed by incorrect choices in life. We have been poisoning ourselves by misinformation. But all these wonderful quality, divinity, can be awakened anytime. I know that because I have my own experience. I wasn't born enlightened. You see, I searched for enlightenment, and I reached it at around 30 years of age, a similar age of the Buddha. Buddha wasn't born enlightened despite all the myths about him. You see, we still have a chance. In our group, many people older than you practice spiritual meditation, and they regain their divinity just the same like the indigo or more even. So we have choices. We have chance. We can do anything we want because we are the children of God. Just believe it. It's truly like that. Now, back to Earth. We can always regain all this divinity. Truly, I promise you with all honesty and honor that we can have it. Every of you sitting there, whatever age you are, if you don't even have any experience about heaven, You don't even have any talent before. You don't even know what to meditate. But any of you can attain this divinity again, reclaim it again, provided we have the right counteraction, see? And the first step is to switch to a more compassionate lifestyle, because that is what we are. We are compassion. A compassionate vegan diet is the basic way of higher being, a mark of a true human being. A true human being would never kill. A true being would never harm another, even if his own life is threatened. A real gentleman steps wisely, understanding that all beings are connected, and that by taking a life, compromising his own human spirit and bringing the bad retribution of killing upon him. So it is not solely the responsibility of these children to improve the world's consciousness level. We must all work together to bring heaven closer to earth. We can all do it. It's so simple. In my group, even children 5, 6 years old can meditate and can hear the inside melody, can talk to God. If we want to bring heaven to earth, if that is our wish, so shall it be. Thank you and bless you for being a vegetarian, Mr. Da Vinci.
Thank you.
Many thanks, Supreme Master Qinghai, for the scope of your vision and for reminding us that we are all God's children.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu,
Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer, colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Our next questioner, Mr. David Canther, is a former pastor and founder of Axe World Relief. This organization provides hot meals, emotional care, emergency supplies, and medical assistance to those suffering from disasters. Axe Mobile Kitchens and medical units also provide inner city relief.
Master, my heart was touched as you were sharing about Hurricane Katrina. And as you know, we were there cooking with our kitchens hundreds of thousands of meals when the McDonald's were all closed. And so we took the quantum leap of faith by offering to hundreds of thousands of people vegan meals.
Bless you, bless you.
Bless you. It was actually quite a shock when we put up signs on the top of the large tents that we brought in, and we could offer different types of food that we listed what they were. The line that was always the longest was for vegetarian and vegan meals.
Oh, incredible, incredible.
The Red Cross was so interested in that it was a risk, and they contacted me later and said, actually, you're the first organization that we would like to in the future offer to help pay for some of those meals, because we can see how the community wants a broader amount of the choice of the kind of food they can eat.
Oh, wonderful. Goodness. Goodness. Even in such a desperate situation.
There are three questions which I have. What is the role of animals' divine presence on Earth? Do their roles and relationships with human beings deeply connect us further? And lastly, are they helping us to reach the golden era?
Okay, Mr. David Canther. First of all, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because you're a vegetarian and you offer vegetarian meal to people. And that, you give me the good news that the longest line are the vegetarian food choice. I'm so happy. That means we have chance to save the planet, because more and more people want to be vegetarian. Very good sign, Mr. Canther. You see, even in such a desperate situation where people have nothing anymore and they just need food to survive, they still adhere to the vegetarian diet. Oh, God be praised. Oh, now I answer your question. You deserve it. Only three questions, I could answer you 300. Nice to hear good news. Nice to see good people. Mr. Canther, the role of all wondrous animals and their presence on Earth is to bring divine love to this planet. The animals are so close to God, we humans can hardly imagine. We hear about plenty of examples like the dogs that rescue disaster victims who otherwise would not have been found without their extraordinary abilities. They can guide the blind and even sense when a person is about to have a seizure and dial the emergency telephone number. And then there are other animals we don't see as often, yet with a heavenly role that is just as vital, like the whales and the seals that populate the vast ocean covering 70% of our Earth, who bless us tremendously by their powerful and love-filled presence.
Climate change has always been an issue that I've been worried about, but I never had very much information about it. And so it was great to be able to come here today. You know, I always knew that the meat industry had an impact on our climate, but I didn't realize, you know, for example, that 18% of greenhouse gases is a result of the meat that we eat. And so I'm really going to take that home with me. I'm also going to consider how much dairy I eat. And I also wish that other people could get this information, because I think that if they had more, if they knew more about what was told today, they would change their diet as well.
I know the sub-focus and much of, I guess, the subtext was on climate change, but the larger theme was the golden era. And frankly, I think that was the most important. The fact that Supreme Master Ching Hai has held a conference in the Capitol declaring that this is what we're up to, I think is a first, and I give her all the credit in the world for doing that. Thank you. And thank you for working for her TV station to do that. You truly are creating leadership in the world through that. So I thank the conference for bringing attention to these really vital issues. Thanks you so much to you, to the whole TV station, to Master Ching Hai for holding this groundbreaking conference in Washington, D.C.
It was the first time I heard her speak. I felt she's very insightful and did a great job of showing the compassion behind what we're trying to do. And while we laid out the science, she highlighted the compassionate piece of why we should really be interested in that, and then tied it into science and health and the impact on the environment. So I thought she did an excellent job with that.
Be red, go green, save the planet. Conference rocks.
It was a joy having you with us today for Words of Wisdom, part 8 of this rebroadcast of the live video conference, Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C. Climate Change Conference, with guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, will air Tuesday, so please tune in to Supreme Master Television. Up next is A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, right after Noteworthy News. May you have a blissful life under God's loving grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.